Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello and happy Saturday. Welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Darren Bent. Andy Goldstein is off having a shandy. The Premier League is back today and TalkSport have you covered with game day.
Every game is difficult for all the teams, and I think we're able to get a point or to get a win against Man City.
Gets into the area, keeps going, right for the shot, takes a deflection, and in! Oh, this boy's in form! Foden's on fire!
We have to win all games. We know if we drop points with the quality that Arsenal, Liverpool have, and one game at a time, and we'll see what happens.
Here is Bailey, into the area, twisting, turning, shooting! 2-0!
Really believing in our way, we are really happy where we are, and we always try to keep it.
But here is Tony inside the penalty area, twisting and turning towards the byline, pulls it back, and Ayer is there to equalise! Christopher Ayer in the 99th minute!
TalkSport bring you live commentary of the early kickoff as Crystal Palace host title chase in Manchester City. And over on TalkSport 2, we'll bring you coverage of Aston Villa taking on Brentford.
TalkSport Daily.
Liverpool, Arsenal and Man City are all within 3 points of each other going into the last 8 games of the season. So let's hear from Klopp, Arteta and Guardiola on this title race.
That's obviously how it is in Premier League. So to tell me a different race, yeah, but we became champion and it was obviously decided pretty early. Otherwise, probably City as well, here or there. But most of the time are tight races and it looks like a tight race. Yeah. And so if it's a tight race, then the best place you can be is in it, and we are in it, so that's cool, that's good. Somebody said we had the best fixture list or schedule. I looked at it, I really don't know how you can have that idea, so maybe I'm too negative, but it's a tough one. Good opponents, but we are ready. We are ready, and we want to be in that fight, and so let's see what we can make of it.
Win more games, that's what we have to do, and we're still not at the top, and we have to transform that in winning and winning and winning, and it's the only way to have the chance in the last game of the season to
get. Find it amazing, you've got the best record at both ends of the pitch, yet there's still one team at the moment sitting above you in the table.
This is the level. This has been the level now in the last 6 or 7 years in this league, and the margins are so small. And let's see, we will have to see those numbers at the end of the last game, and hopefully if those are maintained, I think we'll have a good chance.
The domestic trophy, the important one, the Premier League or the Liga, that is, I'm not going to say the Champions League is not nice, of course it is. So now we have it and we know what does it mean in our soul and our peace, you know, for the fact we got it. But it's just the analysis, because it's more difficult, there are more games. It's, you know, every week, 2-3 games, it's every week. And Champions League, of course, is important, but depends more for something maybe you cannot control.
TalkSport Daily.
We were treated to a Premier League classic on Thursday night as Chelsea dramatically beat Manchester United 4-3. United apple crumbled in the last minutes of the game, and the fallout carried on yesterday as Erik ten Hag was quick to defend Marcus Rashford against criticism for his work rate.
Lately, his form is progressing, so the time is always be right. I think he has a big motivation. Because he wants to be successful with us, he wants to win trophies, he wants to score goals, but he wants to win trophies and contribute, and we still have a chance in the FA Cup. He wants to fight for a Champions League spot, and the Euros are coming. So I would say his motivation should be high, and the form, that is a moment, so he can change the momentum always. And yeah, lately he scored, before Brentford, he scored in 3 games, 3 goals.
TalkSport Daily.
And on White and Jordan, Martin Keown, Dara McAntony and TalkSport callers had their say about Erik ten Hag at Manchester United.
When I'm watching Manchester United, I look at the... I'm just wondering what the priority is, because we just heard earlier about the manager saying he thought it was a great performance, we suffered because of individual mistakes. They don't play as a team at all. There's no priority to be a team. The defensive brain doesn't exist. When I watch them, I'd be thinking, well, if I could go put my boots back on and go back again, and Man United fans would just wouldn't want me to play for Man United, you know that. But I'd step out there and think, can I have some protection, please? Nobody wants to defend. Mm. You're just completely exposed. And Chelsea, do you know what? Chelsea aren't much better in terms of the way that they do it, but they have Cole Palmer on the pitch. He was just icy cool and was always going to do something. Mm. But even the last goal they concede, Jim, the basics, I mean, they're able to take a short corner, and then Palmer's got all that kind of space to run into. I couldn't at times believe what I was watching. And Ten Hag afterwards, he's never kind of like on it. When we look at Klopp and we think, you know, about to lose him, what a fantastic manager. He nails everything afterwards. He's in touch with his team. Mm. He's every step of the way. Manchester United don't know how to press as a group. They tried to do it, but then teams play through them so easily. So in the end, you had this, and I don't like to say it because it's football, it's not basketball, but you have this end-to-end game, which is incredible to watch. We have a 4-3 finish, and it could have been anything. It could have been 7-8.
Yes, yeah.
It was like an unbelievable game to watch. But, Jim, the basics are not in place.
It's 2 years now with the most unpredictable team you could watch. I watched Brentford absolutely batter them and should have won that game comfortably. I watched Liverpool batter them but lose the game 4-3. And you could put it down to fatigue with Liverpool games, extra time, whatever else. You don't know who's going to show up. You don't know what Man United is going to show up. The first half last night, it was the side that were getting battered by Brentford or 2-0 down. And the second half is the side that scored all the goals against Liverpool. And then again, going into injury time, you're back to the United you've known recently. So that after 2 years is unacceptable. Particularly, and you can slag the owners off for not supporting a manager, but you still spent hundreds of millions of pounds. So after spending that kind of money to be an unpredictable football team, the stature of Man United is unacceptable.
Well, I mean, people always say, well, do you want a trophy? You won the Rumbelows Cup, whatever they call it these days, last season. But if you're going to make that as your argument, you can't then say that Manchester United are a big football club, because Nagelsmann wins the league at Bayern Munich, he's fired the next season. Mourinho wins the league at Madrid, he's fired the next season. Tuchel wins the quadruple, gets to a Champions League final at PSG, he's fired the next season. Xabi wins the league, he's fired the next season. Sarri wins the league at Juventus, he's fired the same season. At Manchester United, where Solskjaer wins nothing, gets 3 years. Ten Hag loses 17 games in a season, and people talk to me about the Rumbelows Cup. So you can't claim to be a big football club if you are still hanging on to that manager. And some of the things that he's done are unbelievable. He's presided over the worst ever defensive record by an English side in a Champions League group history, right? Conceding 15 goals, coming bottom of the group with Galatasaray and Copenhagen. He talks about standards all the time. He loses 7-0 to Liverpool. 7-0. And he plays the same team in the next game. Loses 6-0 to City. Right? He's conceded 59 shots since Saturday.
TalkSport Daily.
Spurs face Forest on Sunday with the hopes of Champions League football still alive. But Big Ange had differing opinions when asked about his club's qualification for the competition.
It doesn't guarantee anything. I keep saying it. I don't know why people don't understand.
Well, I'm talking about the financial aspect.
Yeah, okay. So if I ask you, well, Newcastle made the Champions League this year. Did it help them last year? Did it make it help them this year?
Financially, it did, yeah.
But did it help them in a football? We're not banks. We're football clubs. Champions League, great. Money, great. Does that mean we're going to finish third next year? No. In fact, it's probably going to be more challenging. So my role in that is not to worry about the financial pressure of making Champions League, is to create a squad that hopefully can compete in the Champions League and keep improving in the Premier League and have success in the cup competitions.
TalkSport Daily.
I was lucky to be joined by Danny Murphy on Drive yesterday, and after a great week for English talent, Danny has made a bold statement about Cole Palmer.
Look, I love him. He's got years ahead of him of being one of, you know, like a superstar. He's Chelsea's best player already, yeah. But easily,
yeah.
No one close.
No.
And as long as they progress, and as long as they you know, sort things that become a bit more competitive over the next year or two, you see him staying there because he'll enjoy that big fish. I say big fish, it's a huge club, but he's now become the main man.
Yeah.
Where he's playing every week. So he'll only get better by playing every week. He's got more goals than Saka.
You had to get that one, didn't you? We're not talking about Saka.
Well, we are, because, I mean, Saka's a wonderful player. I love him. You know, he's a right winger out and out. Yeah. Palmer's kind of playing there, even though he's a 10. But his all-round game, you could argue, is better.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's a better right winger than Saka, but his all-round footballing ability in terms of passing, linking, dropping in, because Saka doesn't play that role, does he? So it's not really a fair comparison. But, I mean, I don't see why it's not an argument to have that he could take the place of anyone in the England team other than Bellingham because of his number.
TalkSport Daily.
Away from the Premier League, and TalkSport 2 bring you live commentary of the East Anglian Derby this afternoon. Up the town. Come on, the boys.
Wes Burns with a Derby Day goal to save it. Xabi Eto'o, it's in! Xabi Eto'o has poked it into the corner. This is absolutely incredible. They lead Southampton by 3-2.
Kieran McKenna has been absolutely outstanding in terms of what he's done at that football club.
Out to the left-hand side for Leif Davis in the end, cuts it into the penalty area. The shot goal has gone in. And Connor Chaplin has his goal.
The players have put maximum effort into both the preparation and the performance.
He's come back to him again, and he's scored. Remarkable, Jonathan Rowe.
He has put a shift in, but in the spells where we have ball possession, we have to be better.
This is the championship. This is Talk Sport, where every game matters.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And finally, let's go back to that classic at Stamford Bridge. TalkSport's Andy Jacobs was in the ground. Surely he stayed to watch all of that unfold.
I left on 90 minutes plus.
So you missed the penalty.
I was so angry with myself. I mean, what made it worse is the night before, I sat for the whole 95 minutes for Brentford against Brighton. The worst game I've ever seen. I didn't leave before the end, but this I did. I don't know.
Why did you do it, Andy?
I think mitigating circumstances. Very late kickoff. I had to be up early, like 6:45 is when I get up to do the show. And it just seemed really late, and I didn't think they were going to. It was just pathetic. I've been going to football long enough to know that I shouldn't have done it. And afterwards, it felt like a loss. I was so angry with myself.
So
I couldn't get to sleep. I was like beating myself up. Listeners, you might be annoyed with me. You might think I'm pathetic, but I promise you, none of you could be more angry with me than I am with myself. Honestly, I feel cheated. I cheated myself out. You know, the number of times you go to football and it's so disappointing. Like Saturday, stayed the whole time for the Burnley game. So disappointed. Walk out of there going, oh, what did I do there? What a waste of an afternoon. And then I do that. It serves me right, you know, and I'm really, really annoyed with myself, but I've done it. I can't get it back. And whenever that moment's replayed, I'll always know that I wasn't there. And it's hard to take. It's pathetic.
Oh, no.
But anyway, it was a terrific game.
So that's it for another TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. There will be another one of these out first thing in the morning. But until then, thanks for listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.